Good evening, celibate. Welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It is the always. I am happy to join with you all this time. We once again give a welcome to one who is seeking, and I would say only this to you all, that the work that you undertake, my dear friends, reaches far and wide to many. For this, we in spirit are eternally grateful, because so often in past times has the truth been discarded as nonsense or as in ignorance. So it is so wonderful that this time in your history that the truth is being recognized.
Yes, we are we are also pleased to observe that, and it's wonderful that the truth comes to us, especially from you, Salimet, and from, it seems to be added to from various other sources as well.
Yes, I have said that anything said by me would be verified throughout your earthly planet. And I believe this has happened on many occasions.
Indeed.
Yes. I did want to say to you this time that many great advances are being made at this time within your world. Advances not yet known, but which I can tell you, my dear friends, that in the medical world there will be great advances. Advances as yet, as I have said, not known to you. But within the next 5 years of your earthly time, they will be forthcoming.
That's very good news.
And disease, as you know of it now, can be obliterated.
That's a bit of an advancement.
I am not prepared at this time to disclose details to you, but I would like you to remember these words.
Yes.
Yes, I came across news of one advance today, Salimet, and that concerns the Antarctic ice laboratory, which has been placed about 1 mile below the Earth's surface, and it is able to receive and detect extremely high energy neutrons from events in the universe, very much higher energy than could be produced with neutrinos on this planet. They are believed to originate from black holes and exploding stars, they travel in straight lines, being neutrinos, and are not put off course by matter that is nearby or in the way. So this will lead to precise mapping of certain things in the universe, and I believe that will lead to much better knowledge of black holes and certain extremely high energy events in the universe. I don't know if you would have any comment on that.
My only comment, my dear friend, is that it is proof of the interconnection between this planet and all that exists outside of it. You cannot separate these events because all are interlinked.
Yes,
and of course there will be more advances made for the betterment of mankind. So those advances have been in the making for quite some time. It is not unknown to us, of course.
Yes.
But for you people of the earth, they are new beginnings.
I think we are feeling our bonding with the rest of the universe
and
more.
Yes, that is as it should be. You should not separate what is happening in your world. You should keep all things in mind as far as Earth, its neighbors, and space are concerned. You do not sound convinced.
Oh, yes, yes, I am convinced. I was just using
your brain power.
I was just considering whether our guest here would like to ask a question of you.
Of course.
Do you have any questions, John?
I was thinking on the way here, you've probably been asked this before, but people are always speculating, and currently still are, about Mars and about the habitation, or has it been habitable, and is there life? Do you have anything to say about that?
Only in as much that what you call life is not what you would expect to hear from me. Of course, on many planets there is life. It may be basic life, but it is still life. And just the fact that planets exist is a form of life energy. So that is my answer to you, dear friend.
Thank you.
Yes. I know that man is looking for what you call other humans, but they will not find those just yet on Mars.
There was once water on Mars.
Yes.
And there is this idea at the moment that where you find water, there is definitely a possibility of the type of life
Because there, within water, there is so much energy of life.
Yes.
That is why.
Is it possible for life to exist outside water?
Of course.
Yes.
but not life as you would recognize it. That is for another day, perhaps.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there other...
I am sorry to interrupt. You have to view all of these events and happenings with the spiritual eye.
Yes.
Once you try to analyze with the human brain, then it all seems very complex. So, as I am always saying to you, my dear friends, simplify the way you think. Use that spiritual eye, and you will be much rewarded.
I know that when Bonnie came through once, he told us about they looked really a bit like mushrooms on one planet, and they did everything just through the power of thought, through their minds. So that was what you've been telling us what we are, but then a much more simple, they physically they're a much more simple form, but their brain, the mind was just as stronger probably even.
I have told you from the very beginning that your mind, the power of your thought, is the most important thing that you will ever possess.
Yes.
And that is up to each individual to use the power of the mind in the best way that he can. But you must never forget that you have that power. You have all knowledge if you so desire. And you mustn't forget this.
Going back to your information about the medical advancements and within the next 5 years,
they are happening now, but within 5 years there will be great advancements.
So that I guess gradually the human lifespan is going to go up and up with all these advancements.
That is what science is hoping for. Of course it is possible, but I would not say that it will increase by too much. Not at this time.
But you've
because partly because of the negativity that exists in your world.
Yes, and possibly also we're so conditioned to live to a certain lifespan. It may take time to gradually change that mindset of...
Yes. And may I ask you why the human being would want to extend a life when the body is not so good? What is so wonderful about keeping a diseased body on this planet?
Yes, no. If it was if you were
healthy.
Old and healthy, it would be okay. But yes, if you're not,
and the way to remain healthy is to use the mind. So you do not need all of your doctors and medicine for this.
No, that's what I was going to say. You've told us we can cure ourselves by.
You have the ability, yes. Unfortunately, people do not recognize it. And that is not to say your doctors are not needed. Of course they are. They are healers. They are here to help others. So, but I would say, my dear friends, think always of your own minds and what you can achieve. are you happy with that answer?
Yes.
Yes.
I was just wondering whether the medical advancements would be made to benefit people in general, or whether they would be, people would make a lot of profit out of them for people with money.
There is always that risk, of course, and that happens quite often in your world today.
Mm-hmm.
But any advancements in medicine should be for all of your people.
Yes.
But of course, greed still exists, and it is up to each individual to go forward with the right mind and generosity of spirit in order that all people in your world a benefit.
Yeah.
Yes, in a sense, a medical advancement, a true medical advancement, would relate to getting us to understand ourselves better so that we don't fall ill.
Exactly. I repeat my words. You use your mind.
Mm.
Your mind holds the answer to all things.
I was thinking that if we can develop this mind, we won't need doctors.
In an ideal world, that is what it should be. But of course, being on this planet means it is not an ideal world. And the purpose of coming here is, of course, to learn.
We can influence others.
Yes.
But real self-knowledge, in my experience, takes a long time
of course.
To acquire. And children, they go through the process of learning and acquiring and sometimes rebelling. And then, perhaps changing their mind. It's quite a lengthy process for most human beings, but still, for those who know more, we can always influence and help and continue our own journey of acquiring
yes.
more.
I would say the influence begins when the child is born,
yeah.
because they come to this world full of knowledge.
Yes.
Even although it is not obvious.
They're very open.
Children can teach adults.
Yes, I
agree. If only adults would listen.
Yes.
Mm. But yes, I understand your words. And for the average human being in your world, it takes quite some time to understand themselves.
Yes, so there are exceptions to the rule, but
yes.
I agree, children are very open until a certain age. They're, as you've said before, they're close to spirit until they're
yes.
maybe seven. And certainly they show many abilities.
Yes, and then unfortunately life's influences are upon them.
They go to school.
Well, they enter the world that is around them.
Mm.
That is why you should nurture your young ones. Mm. Allow them to be themselves.
Yes.
Because ultimately they know themselves.
Mm.
Even at very young ages.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes, working therapeutically with children is very eye-opening. You learn a lot from the children, and it's very sad now that children are being given drugs instead of therapeutic help these days, more and more.
Yes, but that is up to every individual to recognize themselves, and then they can help others. That is how you should live life. You should understand and you should give forth the information that you receive in order to help others. Not only children, but those who are spiritually lost within this world. Sometimes it takes only an indication and they can move forward.
I don't know if you can shed any light on this at all, Sanimet, but there has been mention in the past of a very good cure for a number of forms of cancer, and that item was listed in the United States Pharmacopeia for many years until the time of Prohibition, when it was removed. But cannabis oil was listed as a very good treatment for a number of types of cancer and a number of other medical conditions. But it has been made illegal, its growing and its use. So it isn't available to vast majority, but it would be nice to know how effective that plant material really is or was. And I can see from its chemistry that it would boost the protective chemistry of our bodies, and so help in several cancer situations. I don't know if you have any comments on that, Salimet.
I do indeed have a comment for you. First of all, I will return a question to you. And there are many diseases within your world, but the one that you mentioned, cancer, is one that many people still fear. What is a cancer?
Yes, you have told us something of this in the past.
Yes.
And it is where the cells go mad, I think, was an expression you used.
Yes, well, I wish you to hold that thought and then to let me say that all the treatments within your world have use in some way or another. It is either use or abuse that has always happened with mankind, that whatever has been given to them from our world, they either use for good or for something
certainly
that is abusive.
The cannabis has been misused.
Yes.
And this
but
is,
what I wish to say is that all of these things used properly can help the human body.
All these herbal things, all these plant-derived things.
Yes, and the medicines that are man-made, so to speak, all have their use. But what I wish to say, my dear friend, is that there is a much simpler answer to your diseases of the world. And I am returning again to what we have just discussed.
Yes.
I am speaking about your mind. After all, as I have said previously, what is disease? Break up the word and you have a dis-ease.
Yes.
You must look to these feelings and emotions before you embark upon a trail of medicine.
I think Louise Hay has written, has helped people a lot with mental affirmation to help people with disease. And I think, you know, she's helped people to correct their thinking around, specifically around different illnesses, to assert a more positive way of viewing their body.
Yes,
I know it's not the whole story. It's,
yes,
it's a negativity of the mind usually, which causes the stress, the anxiety.
And that is why affirmations would work, because they are positive, and you are making positive statements. So yes, I would say that is a positive thought.
And I think it helps because I'm thinking about children again. When they go to school, I'm only conscious of this because I have a teenager who is, you know, has experienced this sort of negativity at school. And, you know, I think Louise Hay talks about loving the body in detail. And it's just that this sort of thing is quite powerful because it offsets the negative remarks that children become influenced by when they're out of a comfortable environment.
Yes.
So I think the affirmations are very helpful to empower the mind.
To simplify this, I would say only that human beings have two choices. Positive and negative are the two faces of the same coin. All that the human being needs to do is to choose the correct side.
Yes.
It is as simple as that, and I cannot make it more simple for you. But as I have told you in the past, responsibility lies with yourselves.
When you speak of an advancement in medicine, it seems to me that mental health is more of a problem these days than physical health, and mental ill health causes physical health.
Yes.
And so therefore, surely the way for people to improve their physical health is to improve their mental health.
That is exactly what I am saying to you.
And I agree with you. And currently, the problem we have, particularly in the West, is people are just being medicated.
Yes.
More and more and more. And they're moving away from their spirituality or well-being.
That is why I say that treatments are either for use or misuse, abuse. And again, it is up to every individual to make their own life choices. Of course, medicine and herbs and whatever name you give to these things have a positive aspect. But if you had the power of your mind, these would not be necessary at all. But mankind at times has the need to feel useful, when in fact all is within. It is such a simple message, and I cannot stress it to you often enough. Yes.
Yes, so the mind approach is
most important.
Obviously the best.
Yes.
And,
because if the mind was strong, if the thinking was good, then the body does not become diseased.
Mm-hmm. And the medical approach is...
The medical approach is needed at the moment because there are many people who do not believe in the mind. Mm. They cannot separate the brain and the mind. Mm-hmm. That is the problem.
Yes, when they can't get the mind right, then the medical approach is the...
Yes.
What's left.
Yes. And sometimes it takes a disease of some kind for the mind to focus. You understand?
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens in order to help that person move forward.
And I guess that's why the placebo effect is so strong, because they've already focused themselves with having the disease. Then they're given a tablet, and it appears that the tablet's healed them when they've actually healed themselves.
Yes, that demonstrates, does it not, the power of the mind in those situations. Mm. Yes.
What's interesting is people and doctors seem to accept that the placebo works, which it clearly does, but they don't really advertise that the opposite. If you can make yourself better, you can make yourself ill with your mind. They don't seem to focus on that at all.
I agree, but at the same time they are so focused on doing their work that they cannot see anything outside of themselves in curing people. That is the problem. But I would say that the doctors in your world mainly have a very good heart and wish to help their fellow man. You have to remember that also.
And the spiritual doctors
have a busy time.
Can see so much further.
Yes. Yes, all comes from spirit. And again, I will say, it is the way the information is used.
Yes, I was thinking
important.
of those spiritual doctors who work through a medium, like St. Paul working through Ray Brown.
Yes.
They can see so much further than material doctors living on the planet.
Of course. And that has been chosen by many people to do in your world. They are either accepted or ridiculed, but no matter, the spirit will work on to help humankind. That is the main task.
Yes.
Ridicule matters not. You cannot argue with spirit.
I think a factor is that such doctors are able to see the energy connections and channels of the body which earthly doctors cannot see.
But that is because they are spirit.
Yes.
You see, there is no problem in that. Spirit sees spirit, and looking at the human being, which after all is spirit, after all, you have to accept that it is no problem for them to see spirit.
Yes.
But there is so much we could discuss. But what I wish to leave you with is to think again about the power of your mind. It is something that you can, when you speak with others, bring up the subject of the mind. Because too many people still in your world think that the brain and the mind are one.
Yes. Yes. This is a...
And when you are on earth, of course, the mind and the brain are as one, because it has to be. The mind has to use the brain because you have a human body. You understand?
Yes, I feel that we should be, and some people are, seeing the brain more as a biological computer, which is loosely attached to mind.
Yes, you could put it that way if you wish, but I want you to focus more upon the mind, where all knowledge is stored. And now, my dear friends, I will take my leave of you. I will be with you just once more before I take my leave for your holiday time. So, before I leave, I wish to say to our dear friend who is leaving us for a short time, that we will keep you safe.
So thank you.
Now, as always, as I leave you, I cloak you in our love.
Oh, thank you so much, Salimet, for being with us again. As to mind, I feel you have taught us well.
Our love goes with you.
Thank you.
Thank you.